Good morning. It's good to be here with you today. It's good to be in this space, within these walls that have held so much joy and sorrow, healing and hope. As a Universalist Christian with Unitarian Buddhist leanings, I spent December and the Christian season of Advent practicing Christmas carols with the folk group for the pageant, leading a peace chant for the solstice service, preparing for a contemplative Advent service, and spending a quiet day at a meditation retreat. And my spiritual reading for the month was Pema Chodron, an American Buddhist nun. My reading today is from her book, Taking the Leap, Freeing Ourselves from Old Habits and Fears. It does seem that the same things keep coming back to trigger the same feelings in us until we've made friends with them. Our attitude can be that we keep getting another chance rather than we're just getting another bad deal. For just a moment or two, pause and contact whatever you're feeling right now. For a moment or more, touch the quality, the mood, the bodily felt sensation, free of the storyline. If this is an uncomfortable experience, this familiar sensation can sit like a lump in your stomach. It can cause your body and your face to tense. But this experience itself is not the problem. If we get curious about this emotional reaction, if we can relax and feel it, if we can experience it fully and let it be, we might even experience it as simply frozen energy whose true nature is fluid, dynamic, and creative. Our repetitive suffering does not come from this uncomfortable sensation, but from what happens next. Getting swept away and rejecting our own energy when it comes in a form we don't like. It comes from continually strengthening habits of grasping and aversion and distancing ourselves. In particular, it comes from our internal conversations, our judgments, embellishments, and labels about what's happening. But if we choose to practice by acknowledging, pausing, abiding with the energy, and then moving on, the power of this is not just that it weakens the old habits, but that it burns up the propensity for these habits altogether. Right here, exactly where we are, we can live from a broader perspective, one that admits all experience, pleasurable, painful, and neutral. We are free to appreciate the infinite possibilities that are always available, free to recognize the natural openness, intelligence, and warmth of the human mind. Instead of getting better and better at avoiding, we can learn to accept the present moment as if we had invited it and work with it instead of against it, making it our ally rather than our enemy. We already have what we need, the wisdom, the strength, the confidence, the awakened heart and mind are always accessible here, now, always. We are just uncovering them. We are discovering them. What intrigues me about Pema Chodron's writing is that we get many opportunities to pause and just being aware of situations and sensations that start to hook us to particular storylines. I remember times as a child with a lump in my stomach. I remember thinking that peppermint ice cream would fix it. And it took decades to hear the idea that it might help to pause and be curious. In her book, Fear and Other Uninvited Guests, Harriet Lerner says, "Fear is a message, sometimes helpful, sometimes not, but often conveying critical information about our beliefs, our needs, and our relationship to the world around us. Fear can keep us safe from the unknown dangers, but we also learn from the physical feelings and sensations. I knew that mindful breathing helped manage fear and anxiety, and I remember when I started to pause, because it was not long before I started exploring my practice of chant in 2006. My dad, Fred, was a jovial fellow who could probably have sold an Eskimo a third igloo. A World War II veteran, he was patriotic and opinionated, proud of his family, but a strict parent. He loved his grandchildren dearly and lived on the seacoast, first in Portsmouth and then Dover, for almost 10 years before making the move to the New Hampshire Veterans Home in Tilton. He had arrived from Michigan to be with us in 1996 after losing his central vision in both eyes due to macular degeneration. That, coupled with diabetes and other chronic health issues, meant he eventually needed more hands-on care, and this new community had wonderful advantages. He had many challenges, and consequently was a bit challenging to be in relationship with. And Tilton was an hour and a half from Portsmouth. Still working part-time at that point, I made the weekly pilgrimage most Thursdays, distracting myself listening to Dick Francis mysteries in our minivan. It was a time when I was often overwhelmed, fearful of disappointments, hard conversations, unrealized expectations, and not being enough for him, for my family, never mind for myself. The Canterbury rest stop is between Boscawen, where the Veterans Cemetery is, and Tilton, about three quarters into the drive. And I found myself sometimes stopping to take a breath and gird my loins for whatever the day would bring, appointments, errands, lunch out at Applebee's, organizing projects, meeting his cohort, discussing concerns with the nursing staff. And as I wrote that, I remember that at that point I did not have a meditation practice or a yoga practice that would have helped me soften rather than steel myself going into the predictably unpredictable. As the mystery books gave way to chants and mantras, which are really just mind tools, repeated phrases and words, I made the decision to stop each trip at the rest area and pause at the wood stove. I did not realize that the discomforts in my body were teaching me to pause. By the time I stopped, there was usually one chant or song or phrase that was particularly sticky that day. It showed up for me throughout the day and helped me breathe. It helped me make the best of a difficult situation. And as a family, we showed up for each other as best we could. My dad would be 93 tomorrow. We had a wonderful 80th birthday party for him 13 years ago this weekend, 6 months before he passed away. I often say that chant saved me in those years, and that is true. But now I understand a bit more of what Pema Chodron is saying. I think it was the pausing itself that was the practice. It was a way to accept those feelings as part of this time, the choice I made each week, the hours on the road, at the rest area, and learning to pause was a huge gift to me. Chanting and the meditation practices that followed are a good practice for me. and pausing, taking a breath, even just for a few moments throughout the day, is a good practice for everyone. And so right now we pause. We feel in our body. We remember and we hope.